I know you travel a lot as the chairman. Yeah. So how do you choose, where do you go, and how is that process like?
I've been very fortunate to spend a lot of time around the nation. I will say that I'll call my wife and I'll say, can we move to this place, you know? And she'll get a call and I'll say, I'm in Cody, Wyoming. You've got to move here when I retire from this job. And then I'll call her from Dallas, or I'll call, you know, and it's a little bit of a funny thing with between us. But because I go to a community where I don't necessarily know anyone, and I'll leave 2 days later, or three or four, and I feel like I have friends for life. I feel like they're doing so many important things that I want to be a part of that. You know, going to a school and to see what they're doing with students, or to go to the university or museum or a project that somebody is learning English as a second language, and they're starting to learn about many things about this nation or about a great author while they're learning the language itself. And so that's a pretty remarkable experience.
Just as a final, so what have you taken from Gainesville?
What have I taken from Gainesville? Certainly new friends. I had projects that I knew just on paper, and now I've seen the people that run it. Now I've heard what they might do if they had just one more cycle of funding. And so I can say to my staff, I really believe in what they're doing. Please try to encourage them to come back and apply again. I've also seen the promise of undergrads who I know are going to probably be in the humanities in grad school, and that's wonderful. And I've met grad students that I know are going to become professors, museum curators, and that's wonderful too.